This hour is brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.
Thanks for joining us today here on The Retirement Room with John Blanchard, Acadiana's retirement strategist for Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. You can find him online, find out more about the team, and schedule a time as well, MatthewJames.com. That's the website. The phone number, 366-8366. Once again, it's 366-8366. My name is Chris Swan. Today on the show, could 401ks and IRAs become extinct in the next 10 years? We'll get into that and more. But first, let's go and start with this story here. If you own NVIDIA stock, well, congratulations to you. It is up 450% since the start of last year, thanks largely to its use in AI and the boom that sector has seen. Many times, stocks that make the biggest headlines, they've already reached their peaks, though, and people that buy in late, well, they get disappointed thinking that they're getting the same sort of returns. How do you temper the emotions, John, of clients looking for that quick profit?
Yeah, look, I mean, this happens a lot. You see the abundance of people adopting, buying in, because they, number one, they don't believe in maybe a strategy or a single position or maybe what's going on in the market. And by the time they get convinced, it's at the very end of the growth of the market. And so the thing is, next thing we see after that is obviously the opposite of the growth would be the downfall. And look, we got to look at what happened in the dot-com bubble. You know, people buying in. You could see looking at the relative strength index when the amount of people that were buying in to the market were the majority of them were at the very end, whenever it was like, okay, we're convinced. Or the water cooler talk was they're hearing everybody making these double digit plus percentages every year. Mm-hmm. And now they want to get in on it, but they're buying in when it's overpriced. And so, getting in on NVIDIA now, I mean, look, that's pretty expensive. Obviously, if you were in it a year ago, that's one thing. If you're in it 3 years, even further back, you'd have had even more profit, ideally. So it's a matter of understanding of, where you're buying at in the cycle, but looking at also what are you doing? What's your plans with your money? What do you plan on doing? We have people talking about harvesting gains right now. And then we have to look at, okay, if they have IRAs and Roth accounts, harvesting gains, there's no tax implications there because they're selling a position inside of a tax deferred account. But then whenever you're dealing with brokerage accounts, individual accounts, what they call single accounts, joint tenants and commons, so whenever you harvest a gain there, there's a tax bill associated with it. So we have to look at how to make that tax neutral if you're planning on harvesting gains. And so ideally, these are things that we have to look at because some people are ready to take some cards off the table because they've seen significant growth. Now, what we've seen growth in the market is really just these AI-based or related stocks, and that has been carrying the market. That fantastic seven, significant seven, is really what's been growing. So ideally, we have to look at, okay, when's it appropriate to start peeling some risk off the table and have an understanding of, their positions and the correlation of the market and the pricing as well.
You don't want to be the last one at the party. You don't want to be the last one, to the party, the last one at the party. So, you hear about these things that have had great, tremendous gains, and you may say, oh, I have to get in on that while the getting is good. But more often than not, this is where that emotion dictating your decisions comes into play, and it could find that, while it may still be a sure thing, a consistent thing, you're not going to necessarily be getting the 450% gains that, something like NVIDIA got last year by you getting in at this point. But knowing when to buy, when to hold, when to, it's all an emotional game, or it's all a mental game, and taking the emotions out of it, it can be tricky, can be difficult to do. But if you have a plan in place and a team like Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management on your side to help you temper those emotions, but still make sure that you can focus on what it is that you want to achieve, which is that growth and retention in retirement and making sure that, your money lasts as long as you do. It could honestly take a little bit of work, and that is what they're here for. And to get them on your side, it all starts with that phone call, 366-8366. Start developing that plan, not necessarily swinging for the fences, but having some consistency in there, which is really what you want as you enter into retirement, 366-8366. Or going online to MatthewJames.com because, the opposite can happen sometimes if you are heavily invested in the market and you see these downturns. The so-called Beatlemania boomers, they're facing a retirement crisis. New research shows that the youngest baby boomers that were born between 1960 and 1965, they actually have significantly less wealth than older boomers, and that is because the Great Recession in 2007 and 2009, it hit them at their peak earning years, of their late 40s, early 50s. And their savings, quite frankly, never really recovered after the markets tanked, even though they were only 15 years or more from retirement. So for people that are getting ready to retire right now, imagine the same happening just 5 years ahead of retiring. How do you help protect a financial plan like this?
Well, look, we have to look at exactly the positions they're in, the risk that's on the table, the amount of distributions they need to take. When do they need to start taking those distributions? What are the other sources of income that they're going to be leaning towards? You know, if it's going to be social and how much, if they have a pension, how much it's going to be, when they're going to start taking both of those, or what's the initial plan and maybe what's the new plan? And then from there, how are these dollars are going to get taxed? And the other thing we have to look at is what is their goals? What is their bucket list items that they want to complete in the very beginning stage of their retirement? Because most people, once they hang their hat, they flip that breaker switch of, you know, from working to being retired. There's a lot of things that they want to do. Maybe there's some house projects that they need to take care of, or they want to take care of. So they have to, you know, there's cash outlay for that. Then we have to look at how much money they plan on using, or put, you know, or maybe they're not sure yet, but let's, you know, start planning, you know, trips, vacations. Look, we're not a travel agent, but ideally we're financing this. So we got to look at how to liquidate accounts to pay for these things. We have people calling us, our clients calling us all the time. Hey, look, we're looking at taking a vacation. I need to buy another truck. Where should I get the money from? And that's the ideal conversation that we want to have, because we want to make sure they lower their tax liability whenever they're using this money for their, projects around the house, or for, you know, new purchases, or planned experiences that they plan on having.
You know, you mentioned the vacations there. I think that's a beautiful thing to touch on here, because we said it many times here on the show, and it's worth reiterating. People spend more time planning a vacation than they do planning their actual retirement. A vacation is going to be, you know, a couple weeks, month or two at the most. Retirement, we're talking 20, 30 years, potentially even longer than that, but less work has gone into it. And I understand it's not as exciting, or on the surface level doesn't seem as exciting. People, you know, saying, oh, you know, I have to come up with a tax plan and a financial plan. But there's going to be lots of those vacations inside that retirement, ideally. So it is worth doing that planning. And there's no time like the present, whether you are 5 years out, whether you are, planning on doing it later on this year, especially you want to go ahead and put that plan in place. And the team at Matthew James Tax Wealth Management, they can show you, you know, where you are right now, what work, if anything, needs to be done, and how to ideally get to where you want to be. 366-8366. And MatthewJames.com. That's always the website, always available day and night there as well. Every time the Fed meets or speaks, Wall Street sits on the edge of its seat, hoping for an interest rate cut. Jack Manley of JP Morgan was on Fox Business saying, well, we shouldn't be surprised. The Fed is doing exactly what they told us they would do.
They told us 75 basis points of cuts this year. It was the market that was looking for 125, 150, 175. So we're just kind of getting right back to what the Fed initially had been telling us that we should have been listening to all along.
Now, eventually the Fed will start cutting rates. How quickly is that going to negatively affect some of the fixed income products that people use for clients to limit their risk of the stock market?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're going to see the rates on these positions. Anything that is based off of, when we look at the 10-year treasury, look at the whenever the Fed makes those decisions, how is that going to affect CD rates? How is that going to affect treasuries? How is that going to affect money market accounts? Yeah, so we're going to see a decrease in the yield that these are going to produce. And look, I mean, people that maybe thought that this was going to be something new and that was going to last forever, they're going to be let disappointed. The thing is, we have to know there's a timing of this. Now, look, there's some fixed interest vehicles or things that have high caps and different rates that, you know, if you got locked in, great. You know, you're going to be able to take advantage of it. But other things that, you know, they're going to have a renewal after 6 months, 9 months, 1 year, 2 years, and the rates are going to be significantly lower. Now, the positive side of it, of the rates that are going down, is that mortgage rates are going to go down too. Corporate loans are going to go down. So look, there's a win and a loss in both scenarios. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, we just have to look at, okay, what's the ideal thing? Now, granted, you know, you can get, you know, we were getting almost 5.25%, 5.5% guaranteed with no principal loss. I mean, that was nice, but that's not going to last forever. So it's okay, where are we going to go from here? Now, ideally, you know, going into the market, you have to understand, okay, let's say I want to get a higher yield than 5%, but then you have to understand that you're going to have some principal vulnerability. Maybe nothing crazy, but ideally you just have to understand, you know, what you're investing in, and knowing, okay, what's your risk tolerance and what are you trying to accomplish? And so ideally we just have to use the right strategies to produce the income or the yield that you need, even if whether you need the income or not, but growing to maybe try to outpace inflation, or, you know, getting some more capital appreciation, but without taking much risk. Ideally, we just have to look at what strategy is the right thing for you.
you know, there is a difference. There is something in between taking your money and keeping it all in the market, taking your money out of the market entirely, going to cash, you know, putting it in a coffee can in the backyard, things like that. There are ways to have a bit of growth potential with minimizing the amount of risk, perhaps even, you know, reducing the risk altogether. But, you know, with these interest rates set to decrease right now, that window may be closing right now. So looking at the right strategy, and it's going to change over the course of your retirement. What works right now isn't necessarily going to work 5 years from now, 10 years from now, maybe not even 6 months from now, depending on how these rates cut. So sitting down and having a plan developed that is not just developed, but constantly redeveloped and changed as the markets dictate, not just the stock market, mind you, but all the parameters out there dictate. You want that plan that is not set in stone. You want something that is adaptable to whatever may come down the line. That is what you get with John Blanchard, with Acadiana's retirement strategist and the team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. So if you want a second set of eyes on your plan right now, if you want to see what changes can be made, if anything, or if you don't have a plan in place and you want it just built from the ground up, they can do either one of those. You just have to take that first step and reach out, 366-8366. There's an opinion from two economists that's turning heads. They believe the federal government should stop allowing pre-tax contributions to retirement savings, and they think that both the 401k and the IRA, they should be abolished. Why? They say both plans only favor the rich, and nearly $200 billion a year in lost tax dollars could easily shore up Social Security. So I know Social Security is something that people are trying to find solutions for. This is one of those things they're throwing out there. If there is talk of getting rid of 401ks and IRAs within the next decade, is it time, John, for people to look for other ways to save for their retirement?
Yeah, look, ideally, it's understanding, you know, what options you have. And we're seeing the big shift where the government is allowing us to put more money in a Roth each and every year into different types of accounts that were only established as tax deferred, true tax deferred investments. Now they're allowing a Roth version of it, you know, so that's something that's pretty intriguing. But the other thing we have to look at is, you know, shifting assets over to Roth IRAs using Roth conversion. So taking existing IRA money and pushing it over to a Roth would be ideal. And so we just have to look at, you know, how to do that mathematically, but also using tax strategies to do so. You know, we have opportunities where we can use investments that the government allows. And so with that, we can offset Roth conversions and basically waive the tax that you would have paid on almost all or some of it, depending on which strategy that we use. So ideally, if we could start shifting assets over, if you had, you know, it all depends on what you have. And within IRAs, outside of IRAs, for us to, you know, to this particular type of planning to move assets over. And ideally, these are the things that we want to look at.
And of course, this is just something that is being thrown out there. This isn't the law of the land yet. But if it gets more steam, more traction, you know, even if it doesn't, there is a valid point that beyond a company match, which, of course, as we talk about so often here on the show, that's free money. That is something you should take advantage of. But maybe there are other places, better places to invest your 401k that you may not necessarily know about. No fault of your own. When you set out in the working world, they don't really teach you about all of these things. Just by listening right now, you're possibly getting wind of some of these. Listening and hearing about it is one thing. Figuring out how it can work for you, that is the next step. And that takes that phone call, 366-8366. Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones, they're set to embark on yet another concert tour. First show happening in Houston just about a month, which is quite an accomplishment when you consider that Jagger is 80 years old. And, you know, other aging rockers, they have cashed in by selling their music catalogs. The Stones have not, even though it's worth about $500 million is what they're estimating. And even if they did sell it, Mick Jagger says his kids, who run the range from 6 to 52, by the way, they wouldn't get any of the money because, quote, they don't need it to live well. He'd rather see it go to charity. Now, it's certainly their money and they're allowed to do what they want to do. And that's the same with anybody out there. John, have you helped plan the estates of clients who had similar wishes when it comes to their legacy, not necessarily just leaving it directly to the kids?
Yeah, ideally, we just have to look at what they're trying to do. So some people want to leave all their assets to charity, and it depends on what they want to do. Everybody has the right to do what they want. So then what we do is we figure out, okay, what's their goal, and then how can we use estate planning to transfer these assets? And some things that we do, let's say if someone's 70 and a half and older, they can actually take a qualified charitable distribution from their qualified account, in other words, their IRA account, and they can move that money directly to, let's say, St. Jude's, maybe the church they go to, some kind of nonprofit, and where they're giving money immediately, but it doesn't flow through their 1040. It does not flow through their tax return, which means it doesn't get taxed, and it doesn't add extra taxation on your other sources of income because you're showing more income. Now, think about it. Whenever, let's say if you're in church and they're passing around the basket, what are typically people putting inside the basket?
I mean, cash and checks, right?
Right. So you got to think about it. Cash and checks are after-tax forms of payment. Well, what you could do is do a qualified charitable distribution where you're sending your money directly from your custodian. So let's say if your money's at Charles Schwab, Fidelity, or ABCX, you know, financial company, they have the proper documentation to do a qualified charitable distribution and send that money from the IRA to, let's say, the church, the charity, the nonprofit, and it doesn't flow through your tax return. So we had one client that just clicked over 7.5, and we were talking about his charitable giving. So he gave us a list of who he pays and how much to, and I ran the numbers. By doing the qualified charitable distribution, we're going to save him and his wife $6,500 a year in taxes. Dude, that's a big number.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what, let's say if it's $50,000 a year in taxes, it doesn't matter if you're saving, you're saving. So ideally, we just have to look at what are you trying to accomplish. Then if we're going to start using estate planning where we can maybe take a highly appreciated asset and do a charitable remainder trust, which means you're getting an upfront tax deduction on it. And then from there, you can pull money from that account personal purposes. Now you're paying taxes on that. And then whatever the last dollar is left over after you pass away, that's what goes to charity. So then there's so many different things that we can do to lower your tax impact. And that's what we have to do is figure out what your goals, you know, what money needs to go where, and then how can we do those things. But also we can even use charitable giving to offset Roth conversions. So it all depends on the big picture of what you're trying to do. And we have a multitude of strategies that we can use to shift assets over and help you give more money to your family and to charity without paying taxes.
Having that proper tax plan in play is critical when it comes to your retirement and your estate and all aspects of it. That is why it is Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. It's not just one or the other. It's how they work together and make sure that you get to keep as much of your wealth and enjoy it as possible. 366-8366 is how you schedule a time to speak with them. Start developing that plan. Always available day and night at MatthewJames.com. This year, more than 4 million Americans will reach the age of 65, and about a third of them, well, they're still working. A survey by ResumeBuilding.com shows 1 in 8 retirees will actually go back to work this year because of high costs, inflation, insufficient savings, and others are returning, well, just because they're bored. They're doing it out of desire to, not necessarily out of necessity. John, can you help plan the cost and savings part so that if clients want to head back to work, it is a matter of choice and not necessity?
Yeah, we always want to see it's a matter of choice and never necessity. So ideally, it's planning properly and making sure that making sure your assets are productive, and but they're not exposed to a whole bunch of negative vulnerability in the event of a market decline. So ideally, we just have to look at making sure it's always best if you save, you know, if you have an abundance, ideally. So where what you have to pull every year is, is not 4, 5, 6, 7%. You know, we see people that's in a bind where they have to produce that kind of a yield, or they need to go into some kind of, I call it trap, a guaranteed income annuity, where, you know, they're going to get paid this high payout, but then they're losing access to their principal. I met a guy the other day that he had stuck his money in an account and he was going to get 7% guaranteed, but he didn't realize that his principal value was going to drop significantly. That's going to be a massive issue. The other thing is that, the money won't transfer to his spouse upon his death because if it runs out, or they're going to have a significant haircut if an account goes to zero. So these are the things that we have to look at and making sure that you're planned properly and have everything, all the money that you need for retirement. For, you know, when we look at budgeting, you know, if you need to buy a new vehicle during your retirement, how should you pay for it? Where should the money come from? Should you finance it if interest rates are great? Because granted, most people think, well, when I go into retirement, I don't want to go into debt. Well, there's debt that makes sense because you're paying a low interest rate. There's debt that doesn't make sense, like high rate credit cards or, you know, things like that. But ideally, we got to know, okay, you plan on getting a vehicle in X time period, you know, planned purchase. Now, look, we know things happen. People need to buy a vehicle sooner than what they what they planned on, but mm-hmm. we know those things happen. Okay, what's your, do you have a daughter that you still have to marry, you know, that needs to get married and you're going to be financing that wedding? Now, to say financing, I'm not talking about getting a, taking out a loan. I'm talking about paying for
sure.
it.
Sure.
We have to look at, you know, what is the expense that you plan on having for vacations and let's say the first 2 to 5 years of retirement, because most people do a lot more in that time frame, maybe even longer. Look, I have an aunt and uncle. My uncle retired probably about 25 years ago, and they've been traveling all over the place all the time.
Nice.
And so he was able to save an abundance of wealth to be able to cash flow him and my aunt to be able to travel and have all these experiences and do all these things, which is amazing. It's like the fairy tale retirement when you're able to, you know, do this much traveling, especially if you're healthy. I mean, you know, this all costs money. So ideally we have to figure out, you know, how much money do we need through these time periods? But the other thing we have to look at, okay, what about the worst case scenarios? Let's say you get really sick, or maybe you need in-home care, you need a facility. It's earmarking money for that. I was talking to a person that I've been knowing for a long time, day before yesterday, and they, you know, they were telling me their, you know, the things that they were concerned about, and like, okay, look, where we need to earmark assets, because we need to make sure we have access and control to your money. We don't want to start tying up money inside of an irrevocable trust, because then we lose access and control. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to like basically cash flow certain things, because you're going to pay excessive taxes and you're going to watch your accounts deplete in value. So ideally, we have to cover all the different areas, you know, of your retirement holistically, and that's the big picture: how to lower your taxes, how to lower your healthcare obligations, how to lower your vulnerability in a down market, and then how to produce the adequate amount of income. Understanding of when to take social, you know, calculating what your pension's going to be, or should you take a lump sum and reinvest it a different way to produce your higher yield. So we have to look at all these things and how to have an income strategy that has a good basically workflow with your 1040, with your tax return, so you can get more income and pay less taxes. That's the obvious thing to do, but also how to transfer that wealth. We talked about that earlier in a segment where you can transfer assets to your family members and they don't have a high tax bill associated with it. So we want to cover all of our bases whenever we're building out a plan.
And making sure that, again, if you choose to work, to go back to the workforce, that is exactly that. It is a choice that you make, and not saying something that the numbers don't work out. I have to do this out of necessity, because that's not necessarily anything that anyone wants to do in retirement. Life is going to continue to happen in your, in your 60s, in your 70s. And I think we all realize that when life happens, it is rarely inexpensive. So you want to have a plan in place to account for all these things, the good and the bad. You want to make a plan in place that accounts for all these and doesn't jeopardize the quality of your retirement. The team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, they can help you with that. You just need to take that first step and reach out to them. Schedule a time to come in and speak with them. MatthewJames.com is the website. You can find out more about the team on the website as well, MatthewJames.com. You can also give a call, 366-8366. Queen Latifah is an award-winning rapper and star of the CBS detective series The Equalizer. Recently, she was on the Drew Barrymore Show talking about the best advice she ever received, and it came from her manager.
And it was, it ain't that serious. That was the advice. I was going through a breakup. I was stressed out. It was all this stuff going on. And he was like, yo, D, it ain't that serious. And I don't know why, but those words just hit me like a ton of bricks. And it released everything that I had been just taking so seriously. And in the scheme of things, it wasn't that serious. It wasn't life or death.
Now, while it's not that serious, can be true for a lot of things, it doesn't necessarily apply when it comes to retirement planning, John. Have you encountered clients that have come in that didn't take the whole process seriously? How did you help turn their attitude around?
Yeah, look, I mean, we want to be serious about things, but we don't want to be overstressed about it.
Sure.
Just understanding, you know, what's part of the process. And ideally, you know, look, people go through things in life. Everybody's, you know, dealt with a different set of cards. And look, hopefully, you know, you never have to deal with any kind of significant health issues. And look, we see this happen. I mean, we had four different clients last year that got extremely ill and passed away. Mm. We have a few more that end up, you know, getting ill, and now they can't, you know, live out their retirement dreams because they're tied down because of medical issues. You know, so the thing is, we just have to look at, you know, count our blessings. You know, the way our cards are dealt, you know, we have to, you know, live with that bit of adversity, and then work around it. You know, we see things and it's like, you know, always get reminded all the time that I'm very fortunate that all six of my kids are very extremely healthy. Look, knock on wood, we never have any issues with that. But I do see families that have, you know, kids that were born with medical problems, or maybe their kids get sick later on, or maybe they lost a child, or maybe they have continuing miscarriages. So, like, you know, I have a, you know, I'm very grounded in understanding, okay, I'm very calm about things because, you know, it could be so much worse. And so that's my way of keeping my sanity, where I see, you know, some people get really overwhelmed or upset very easily. And I'm thinking, man, I'm lucky. I'm blessed. You know, yeah, I'm going in 7,000 directions at the same time, but it could be way worse. You know, I could be dealing with a lot more health issues than what I am, or, you know, or like I said, my children or my parents, or, you know, all these different, you know, everybody involved. So the thing is we just have to look at where we are and, you know, okay, what can we do? Because it, you know, to resolve, you know, maybe the issue or the problem, because it could be much worse. And we see people that come in with, you know, financial hurdles that are extremely bad. Sometimes I'm like, I love to come across scenarios and try to help people fix. Sometimes I'm like, wow, like I, there's not many times I've said, I can't get you out of your situation. But it happens and it sucks when I can't. And nobody else can, you know, and ideally we want to see, okay, what's the problem and how can we, you know, unravel it? How can we, you know, make changes? How can we update things to resolve something? And that's the things that we want to do.
Matthew James Financial Group is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Bonus annuities may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a premium bonus feature. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through John Ronald Blanchard, Louisiana Insurance License Number 529925. Investment advisory services are offered through J. Hagen Capital, Inc., registered investment advisor. Insurance products offered separately through John Blanchard, License Number 529925.
This hour was brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.